Proxy, Ghost in the Machine. Back before we said gluten-free, back when it was nothing more than a dirty thought in baker's dough, local seers spoke of miracles, of metal confetti turning into loaves, teeming down in droves from their heavens. A creator of blasts might caption this one, wreckage before citadel, but just 8 doors up from us, this is no half-baked interactive street art. The installation is already in place. And like all barracks, it's a box of sore thumbs. Post-flash, boom and spray, this bread van is a write-off, a spectacle let lie, open to inspection. The only remnants of its true design are the slices of bread on the corrugated rooftop. Toasted and ready to eat, they will be enumerated and mapped up by the Department of Smithereens, whose public face is waylaid, perhaps nursing pints down at the Horse and Hound bar, while cheering on the last suspect at entry. Stoicious on the shape of things, lads gather round, leaning into the hurt. They give the aftermath a go, reconstructing a scene all the time knowing that the ghost in the machine has them in its crosshairs. Hardy boys for a hardy cause, perhaps? No police to be found about the place. Have they gone to ground unfazed? Truth, a hen's tooth at the best of times, puts half-heeded rumours to doing their rounds, of peelers inside wisecracking no end, about finally claimed barmbrack and farls left in the bomb blast's wake, ending up stuffed into their grateful bakes. With such Irish whispers a dozen a dime, I'd say the same boys knew right well how to wring heresy from the hearsayer's bell, for this was a war as much of the mind as any other you were likely to find. Unbake the moment, go back an hour, and we find a driver in his van, all scones plain and pan, stopped mid-round by familiar voices, made strange by masks, he protests as new stock is loaded on. All his deliveries are scrapped save one, the barracks on Irish Street, from where he would leg it if let. Reassured that all will be grand if he takes it easy and does what he's told, he sets out on the longest drive of his life, perhaps his last. The world beyond his windscreen becomes a shibboleth designed to snag. The road, all camber, potholes and amber lights, feels like a rug about to be pulled from under him by the waves from locals. Never the same again. Down the pub later that night, he might be thanked with a pint and a pat on the back for doing his bit. Back before we said gluten-free. Back when it was nothing more than a dirty thought in baker's dough. When local seers spoke of miracles of metal confetti turning into loaves. And when they teemed down in droves from their heavens.